The South Carolina Department of Public Health is pushing for more people to be vaccinated as another case of measles is reported in the upstate.
We estimate that there's only about 90% coverage in that county area, and that is below the 95% level where we seek to achieve what we call herd immunity.
Epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell says there are about 153 unvaccinated students at two schools in Spartanburg County, Fair Forest Elementary in District 6 and Global Academy of South Carolina, a public charter school, who were in close contact to measles.
But the concern is that for any who have had close contact and are not immune, as many as 90% of them can become infected.
A District 6 spokesperson says three cases have been confirmed at Fair Forest Elementary, but is not where the outbreak originated. They say all unvaccinated students are excluded from in-person learning through October 22nd. Meanwhile, Global Academy says they have notified families whose children were in close contact.
The close contacts are not infectious. Although they're exposed, we put them, require that they go into quarantine so that they monitor for symptoms of illness.
Bell says measles can remain active and infectious for as long as 2 hours after a sick person leaves the area. She also says the vaccine being used now is the same shot that eliminated measles from the U.S. 20 years ago.
If we can get close contacts vaccinated within 72 hours of the contact, then they can be protected and they can actually return to school.